Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Launching from the Lab Building, a deep tech startup by Lita Nelson and Maureen Stanchik-Boyce is a practical guide for turning research-driven inventions into venture-backed companies. Positioned in the entrepreneurship and innovation commercialization genre, it focuses on deep technology, meaning advances rooted in fundamental scientific or engineering breakthroughs rather than incremental software or consumer trends. Drawing on Nelson's experience, leading the MIT Technology Licensing Office and Boyce's work as an early-stage investor, the book walks readers through the sequence founders typically face when a promising technology leaves the lab. Its purpose is to reduce avoidable mistakes by explaining how to secure and manage intellectual property, validate real customer needs, assemble a founding team that can execute beyond the science, and pursue appropriate funding. The orientation is applied and process-focused, aimed at helping technical founders translate discovery into a product and a business while navigating the institutional realities of universities, labs, and technology transfer. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from lab discovery to a commercial starting point. A central contribution of the book is clarifying what it means for a laboratory result to be ready for the entrepreneurial path. Deep tech projects often begin with impressive technical performance, but unclear market fit, undefined product boundaries, and a long timeline to robust deployment. The authors emphasize moving from a research mindset to a company-building mindset, where the goal is repeatable value creation under real-world constraints. That shift includes defining the use case, identifying who experiences the problem, and translating technical novelty into benefits a buyer can justify. It also involves recognizing the practical gaps between a proof of concept and something manufacturable, safe, reliable, and serviceable by mapping early steps in a logical order. The book helps founders avoid common traps, such as building for scientific elegance rather than customer utility, or assuming the first potential application is the best business. For university and lab-based innovators, it also frames how institutional context influences pace, decision rights, and resources. The result is a more disciplined starting point for evaluating whether and how to launch. Secondly, intellectual property strategy and technology transfer realities. Deep tech ventures frequently depend on defensible intellectual property to justify long development cycles and significant capital needs. The book addresses acquiring and managing IP as an early foundational task, especially when inventions originate in academic labs. It explains why ownership, licensing, and freedom to operate matter to company formation, fundraising, and long-term competitive advantage. Rather than treating patents as paperwork, the authors position IP as a strategic asset that must align with the intended product and market, not just the underlying science. For founders working with universities, the technology transfer process is a defining constraint, an opportunity it can provide credibility and a pathway to rights. But it also introduces negotiation, timing, and policy considerations. The book's framing helps entrepreneurs understand how to engage with licensing offices, what issues commonly arise in agreements, and why clean, executable rights can reduce friction with future investors and partners. It also reinforces that IP is only one piece of defensibility, and that strong execution, customer insight, and team quality must complement protection. Thirdly, customer discovery and market validation for deep tech. The authors stress that deep tech founders must do intensive research on customer needs, because scientific novelty does not automatically translate into a market. Customer discovery in this context often requires separating the technical users from the economic buyer and distinguishing enthusiasm from willingness to adopt, pay, and integrate. The book highlights the need to test assumptions early who has the urgent problem, what alternatives exist, what switching costs are real, and what evidence is required before a customer commits. Deep tech adoption frequently involves long sales cycles, regulatory or safety requirements, integration into existing systems, and risk-averse stakeholders, so the validation process must probe procurement realities, not just technical interest. And 04, YDO. The guidance is especially relevant for founders coming from academia, where feedback loops reward novelty in publications rather than repeatable purchase behavior. By encouraging structured learning and iterative refinement of the value proposition, the book helps teams converge on a viable initial market and application, even when the platform technology could serve many. This disciplined approach reduces wasted development and improves the credibility of the story told to partners and investors. Fourthly, building a founding team that can execute beyond the science. A deep tech startup typically needs more than brilliant technical originators. The book emphasizes assembling a team that can translate the invention into a product, manage business development, and navigate the operational demands of scaling. That includes complementing scientific expertise with skills in product management, engineering for reliability and manufacturability, regulatory planning when relevant, and go-to-market execution. The authors also underline the personal question embedded in company creation: are you ready to be an entrepreneur, with all the ambiguity, time pressure, and trade-offs that role requires? This readiness influences hiring, role definition, and how responsibilities are shared among co-founders. For lab-derived ventures, the transition can involve shifting identity from principal investigator or researcher to leader accountable for outcomes that the market measures. The book treats team formation as a strategic choice tied to risk reduction. A credible team can accelerate customer access, attract advisors, and reassure investors that the company can execute milestones. By focusing on practical team needs rather than titles, it guides founders toward building capabilities that match the stage and the complexity of deep tech commercialization. Lastly, funding pathways and milestone-based capital raising. Launching and funding deep tech companies requires aligning capital strategy with long development timelines and technical risk. The book covers raising capital as part of a broader plan, where financing is linked to clear milestones that demonstrate progress toward product viability and market demand. Deep tech ventures often mix sources, including early non-dilutive support, strategic partnerships, and venture capital, depending on the domain and stage. The author's perspective combines technology transfer experience with early-stage investing insight, which helps founders understand what funders typically need to see: credible IP positioning, evidence of customer pull, a team that can execute, and a realistic development plan. Because deep tech validation can be expensive, the book encourages disciplined planning around what experiments and demonstrations meaningfully reduce risk and increase company value. It also highlights that fundraising is not only about securing money, but also about choosing partners whose expectations and time horizons fit the company. This topic positions capital raising as an extension of strategy. The company should raise the right amount, for the right goals, from the right investors, while preserving the flexibility needed to navigate uncertainty. In conclusion, this book is best suited for scientists, engineers, and university-affiliated innovators who want to build a company around a research breakthrough and need a practical roadmap for what happens after the invention. It is also valuable for technology transfer professionals, incubator and accelerator staff working with lab-based teams, and early-stage investors who want a clearer view of how deep tech ventures are formed and de-risked. Readers benefit by gaining a structured understanding of the full early journey, clarifying the commercial starting point, handling intellectual property and licensing realities, conducting rigorous customer discovery, assembling a team with complementary execution skills, and approaching funding in a milestone-driven way. Intellectually, it helps bridge two cultures that often misunderstand each other: academic research and venture creation, by translating each side's incentives and constraints. Practically, it stands out from general startup books because it is not optimized for fast iterating software products or lightweight market entry. Instead, it recognizes the realities of long development cycles, higher technical uncertainty, and the importance of defensible IP and credibility. The author's combined backgrounds in technology licensing and venture capital give the guidance a grounded, end-to-end perspective that is especially relevant to founders launching from laboratories and research institutions. If you would like to support Lita Nelson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.